now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have to have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Well, a real treat for you this week as we talk to the music director of the Dean Martin TV show, Mr. Lee Hale. I've got a dedication to the late, great Andy Williams. News on the Liz Taylor bio, which is coming out soon. Meantime, from the latest Martini Kings, City Blossom Over Go. The song that was sung to Don Draper for his 40th birthday while he was very, very embarrassed in his gorgeous apartment. It was sung to him by his wife, Megan. Zooby Zooby Zoo on the Cocktail Nation.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Cocktail Nation. Thanks to UltraSwank.net.
A buzzard took a monkey for a ride in the air. The monkey thought that everything was on the square. The buzzard tried to throw the monkey off his back. The monkey grabbed his neck and said, "Hey, listen, Jack, why don't you straighten up and fly right? Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. Ain't no use in diving. What's the use of jiving? Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top." The buzzard told the monkey, "Hey, you're choking me. Release your hold and I will set you free." The monkey looked the buzzard right dead in the eye and said, "Your story's so touching, sounds just like a lie. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top." Oh. Oh, the buzzard told the monkey, "You were choking me. Release your hold and I will set you free." Monkey looked the buzzard right dead in the eye. and said your story's so touching. Sounds just like a lie. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top.
Cook Donation, thanks to AutoSwank.net, Coop Cooper and Greg Arthur there with Straighten Up and Fly Right. On the show this week, the music director of the Dean Martin Show, a man who describes himself as the special material by guy, writer, composer, choreographer, not to mention the stand-in for the star himself of the 1960s and 1970s TV show, the Dean Martin TV Show. Lee Hale joins me on the Cocktail Nation. Hello.
Good to talk to you all the way to Australia.
Give us a little bit of your background in music and television.
Well, I started out in radio in my hometown of Tacoma, Washington, when I got out of college. And I drove to New York in my sturdy little Studebaker and sort of starved for a few years until I finally got a job in a singing group, and I was on the road with them for about 4 or 5 years, but we did cut, we worked almost 50 out of 52 weeks a year, so we were doing pretty well. We played the Palace 5 or 6 times in New York, and so we were all over the country, and it was a great time. Then I got to doing shows for television, including Carol Burnett's series in New York, all her specials, before she came to California. I was the choral director of that, and many other shows, too. Then I got a call one day, to, as you say, to come to the Dean Martin Show. So that's how far, that's the early part of my career.
What year were you working in radio?
I got out of college in 47. And I immediately got a job as a disc jockey, of all things. You know what that is.
Yeah.
And playing songs that I liked. But I always wanted to go to New York. I always thought that that was, to me, more than Hollywood, the place to get ahead in show business. So that's what I did. Maybe it was 6 months after I started work as radio in Tacoma, and I drove to New York and tried my best to get ahead there.
So your musical background, tell me, you were singing, dancing, were you, what was your background there?
Well, I was always in shows in high school and college. I wrote an original musical comedy in both high school and college, and that's what I was mainly doing, is writing songs and performing occasionally, but not too much.
Now, most radio announcers that I've met generally are pretty much only talented as far as talking on the radio. They're not necessarily, you know, singers or dancers or writers. So, you know, it seems to me that you were pretty much made to move into television with all of those skills. That it's no surprise that you ended up working in television.
That's what I was trying to do, because I knew that was going to be the new thing. I still did a lot of radio in New York, too, because there were networks that wanted to fight television when television first came out. So they were just overloading the airwaves with live radio shows, big orchestras, singers, and MCs, and did a lot of that work in New York before television really got hot. And but it's, you know, it was inevitable that there was not much they could do about it. That television is going to be very big.
Yeah.
And it was, of course.
Yeah. Tell us about your first gig in television. What were you doing?
Little things like the Jack Parr Show. You remember when
yep.
he had a show?
Yep.
And somebody always wanted to hire somebody who could hire singers to do a little background for Judy Garland or somebody, you know. And so I was called into that quite often. And I can't remember the very first one, except when I first came to New York, my first job was a radio station that I went in and said, can you use me? I can write music. And they said, well, we're doing a new show called At Your Service. If you want to write a theme for that, we'll pay you $75. And so I said, okay. And I did, and I got the job. And I thought, gee, I'm really on my way now. But it was a little bit longer before I was even further along.
When it came to television, I know here in Australia that we've now sort of learned as the years have gone by, and they've looked at some of the big stars and some of the big television stations here, that we came to realize, and we didn't realize when we were watching it, that it was all really kind of just sort of thrown together and almost haphazard way it all seemed to come about. You know, it's not to the I suppose the exacting science that it is today, but it seemed to me that it was very much a whole bunch of radio and stage people who went, okay, well, we're going to put together a television show, and they seemed to approach it in very much the same sort of way that they did theatre. Was that the case in for your experience?
Yes, I think it was all trial and error in those early days. We just had to experiment. We had to try, see if this works, if that didn't, and so forth. That was the way it went. And, of course, everything was live.
Yeah.
You couldn't. It was long before tape came in, so whatever happened, happened. But it was thrilling. It was good. It was thrilling. It was fun.
Yeah, and of course, back then, I suppose you didn't have the same sort of scrutiny that you did when, you know, with say perhaps network executives and whatnot, you know, poring over numbers. I'm sure, obviously, they had ratings, but I guess it wasn't as cutthroat as it probably is today.
Well, there were many shows that were sponsored by one company. Like I did the Bell Telephone Hour for a long time. I was assistant choral director on that. And it was a Bell Telephone sponsored the full hour. It was wildly unpopular. The ratings were absolutely terrible, but they kept it on for 4 or 5 years, just paying the bills. And it was prestige for them, I guess, because we had Bell Telephone Hour. I don't know if you ever remember that.
Mm.
But we had the biggest names in opera and musical comedy, ballet, everything. All the arts were represented, and it was a fantastic show, all live. And once in a while, you'd see the cameras come in, or somebody would be there when they shouldn't be. But that's okay. It was fun.
Let's talk about the Dean Martin show. You eventually moved into that show. How did that come about?
Well, the choreographer, Dean didn't want to do a television show because he had too many jobs in movies.
Yeah.
And so he made NBC. NBC kept after him to do it. And he said, well, I'll only do it on a few conditions, one of which I'll only be in one day a week. And that day has to be Sunday. And I don't want to rehearse at all during the week. And I want a lot of money. And so he thought they'd never agree to it, but they did. So he had to show up. Okay, so the choreographer of the show is an old friend of mine, and I was still in New York when it all started. And he said, we're having a tough time because Dean won't do anything. We've got to get him to try to do something with the other guests, and he doesn't want to rehearse. Can you think of anything? So I said, well, I'll do what I can. So I came to California, and I guess it was Dean's fourth or fifth show, and I got a hold of a list of all the songs that Dean had ever recorded. And I thought, well, you know, if he'd gone into a studio and learned a song, he would still have some memory of it. And so I put medleys together with the guest stars and Dean that included the songs I knew he had some recollection of. And that seemed to be the key. So I was hired, and I moved to California, and I'm still here.
With Dean Martin, he's got the ideal situation whereby, you know, I'm only going to work one day a week, I want to get paid a lot of money, and I really don't want to rehearse. I mean, that's I suppose, a performer's ultimate dream. But it must have been very, very difficult sort of being able to piece together an entire show. Now, you've obviously found a key there when it comes to the songs, but it must have been really, really difficult for the crew to be able to get this whole thing together and make it work.
We were all very worried in the beginning, but we were all in such awe of this man who could come in at the last minute, not knowing what the hell he was going to do, what songs he was going to sing, who he was going to sing them with, knew nothing about the show until he arrived at the studio at 1 o'clock on Sunday. And we had one little orchestra rehearsal because he wanted to hear the orchestrations to make sure it wouldn't throw him. And it was his first time that he met the guest stars. There was a little talk with each one of them, and that was it. And he'd watch me, I'd go through the whole show, and he'd watch me go through it in his dressing room. Then he'd come out and do the show. And he did it his way, but it was absolutely amazing that he could do it. So after a few weeks, we said, well, listen, this is going to work. He's amazing. He can do it. And he did.
Incredible stuff from Lee Hale, who we will get back to on the show next week for part two of this interview. So many stories, we thought we need to give this one a little bit more time. Here is the star of the show, Mr. Dean Martin, Mambo Italiano.
A boy went back to Napoli because he missed the scenery, the native dances and the charming songs. But wait a minute, something's wrong, 'cause now it's
hey Mambo, Mambo Italiano, hey Mambo, Mambo Italiano, go, go, go. You mixed up a Siciliano, all you Calabrese do the mambo like a crazy with a hey mambo. Don't wanna tarantella, hey, hey mambo. No more mozzarella, hey mambo. Mambo Italiano, try an angelada with the fish baccalà. And then hey gumba, my lover, how you dance the rumba. But take some advice, paisano, learn how to mambo. If you're gonna be a square, you ain't gonna go nowhere. Hey mambo, mambo Italiano, hey mambo, mambo Italiano, go go Joe. Shake it like a Giovanna, no kiss a digi, you get happy in the pizza when you mambo Italiano. School, choose to make it with a beat of bambino. It's like a vino. Kid, you good looking, but you don't know what you're cooking till you hey mambo, mambo Italiano, hey mambo, mambo Italiano, ho ho ho. You mixed up a Siciliano, hello kissa digi, you get happy in the pizza when you mambo Italiano.
Broadcasting from the Sydney Penthouse, the Lounge Lothario, Coop Cooper.
Mildred, he's at it again.
Music for your bachelor pad, the Cocktail Nation.
Must be catching. I got it. You got it. Everybody's got it. Must be catching. Ooh, it's love. Birds in the tree. Man, they got it. Fish in the sea. They got it. Must be catching. Ooh, it's love. No need to worry, it starts with Adam. He looked at Eve, man, she had him. Must be catching, ooh, it's love. Say, lovey, why should you doubt it? You can't live without it. Man, I know you can't live without it. Must be catching. Ooh. its love. When I was two, I didn't think of it. Since I met you, oh man, I love it. Must be catching, ooh, it's love, ooh, it's love, ah, oh, it's love, ah. Oh,
sometimes I feel I've got you. Run away, I've got you. Get away from the pain you drive into the heart of me. The love we share seems to go nowhere, and I've lost my light. For a dust and turn, I can't sleep at night. Once I ran to you, now I run from you. This tainted love you've given, I give you all a boy could give you. Take my tears and that's not nearly all. Tainted love, tainted love. Now I know I've got you. Run away, I've got you. Get away, you don't really want any more from me. To make things right, you need someone to hold you tight. And you think love is to pray, but I'm sorry, I don't parade that way. Once I ran to you, now I run from you. This tainted love you've given, I give you all a boy could give you. Take my tears and that's not nearly all. Tainted love, tainted love. Don't touch me, please, I cannot stand the way you teased. I love you though you hurt me so. Now I'm going to pack my things and go. Once I ran to you, now I run from you. This tainted love you've given, I give you all a boy could give you. Take my tears, and that's not nearly all.
Conctination, Lazuli to Coop Cooper, thanks to ultraswank.net. Karen Susan, Tainted Love from her Essentials album. News this week, Lindsay Lohan's campaign for a career comeback will take another step when her film Liz and Dick airs next month. Lifetime Network says the film is going to premiere on the network November 25. She plays screen diva Elizabeth Taylor in the story of her quarter-century love affair with celebrated leading man Richard Burton, whom she married and divorced twice. They met on the set of Cleopatra, with Taylor in the title role there, of course. This is coming out November 25. Looking forward to it. Here's a bit of the trailer. Check it out.
You're screwing that witch!
God, that woman knows how to make an entrance.
Miss Elizabeth Taylor and Mr. Richard Burton.
They drink, they fight, they fornicate.
I hate you.
You just ended your fourth marriage?
Who's counting?
Liz and Dick, coming this November.
How long can this show run?
Your life, your time. Lifetime.
Can't wait for it. This is Heather Rigdon, and I can't be left alone on the Cocktail Nation.
How
I've burned the toast, I've hurt the one I love the most. I drink too much, I smoke in bed, I can't get you out of my head. I toss and turn, I have bad dreams, no future left, or so it seems. I pull the blinds in broad daylight, I'm wide awake in the dark of night. Come home, you know I can't be left alone. When you saw me with him, I was telling him no, and how much I'm in love with you. You prefer to see the worst side of me. You said, don't explain, I'll just go. Telling him no, and how much I'm in love with you. You prefer to see the worst side of me. You said, don't explain, I'll just go. We've made a mess of this affair. You're still upset, I'm in despair. We're not much use on our own. Pick up the phone, baby, come home. You know I can't be left alone.
Email the Koopmeister, thecocktailnation @gmail.com. Thank you. Cocktail Nation. Some people flirt with danger. Coop Cooper takes it on a date and makes it pay.
Donation Coop Cooper and John Coltrane. Every time we say goodbye to Andy Williams, the American crooner whose string of hits like Moon River and the annual Christmas TV shows made him a national treasure. He died last week at the age of 84 after losing his battle with cancer. What an amazing performer. He won so many gold albums and an Oscar for his rendition of Moon River in the 1961 hit Breakfast at Tiffany's. Of course, he had his TV show. He was signed to NBC. The Andy Williams Show ran from 62 to 71. Made him a household name across America and allowed him to introduce lots of acts to the world, including the Osmond Brothers. In 1978, he talked about keeping up with musical trends.
Well, I've always been concerned with not becoming old-fashioned, you know, in music. And I've always listened to the top 10 records, especially when I was doing my television show for a period of, say, 10 years. It was very important that I listened to the top 10 records all the time so that I knew what was going on. We picked our guests, some of them, by that. I did duets with them that were easy for them to do, or that fit them. And I think I wanted to stay up with what was going on a little bit. Yet I knew I could never become a rock and roll singer. I could never be, Mick Jagger or David Bowie or that kind of a thing, because that's just a different thing. But what I could do is take some of the contemporary, at least ballads, or contemporary songs that I felt I could do, and do them in my own way. And for years I made records like that. I made albums that were contemporary hits by other people, but they were done in my style, and the arrangements, the orchestrations were done a little more contemporary than maybe I would have done if it was Moon River, but basically I sounded pretty much the same.
Well, he did all of that with his 1967 recording of Music to Watch Girls By, which was a surprise hit in Britain. And it was re-released to a young TV audience in 1999 after being featured in a series of television ads. Here he is, Andy Williams, Music to Watch Girls By.
The boys watch the girls while the girls watch the boys who watch the girls go by. Eye to eye, they solemnly convene to make the scene, which is the name of the game. Watch a guy or watch a dame on any street in town. Up and down and over and across, romance's boss. Guys talk, girl talk, it happens everywhere. Eyes watch, girls walk with tender loving care. It's keeping track of the pack, watching them, watching back, that makes the world go round. What's that sound? Each time you hear a loud, collective sigh, they're making music to watch girls by. Tender loving care. It's keeping track of the pack, watching them, watching back, that makes the world go round. What's that sound? Each time you hear a loud collective sigh, they're making music to watch girls by. The boys watch the girls while the girls watch the boys who watch the girls go by. They solemnly convene to make the scene. La 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 la.
Hello, baby.
The Cocktail Nation.
If you're feeling sad and lonely, there's a service I can render. Tell the one who loves you only, I can be so warm and tender. Call me, don't be afraid, you can call me. Maybe it's late, but just call me. Tell me and I'll be around. When it seems your friends desert you, there's somebody thinking of you. I'm the one who'll never hurt you. Maybe that's because I love you. Call me, don't be afraid, you can call me. Maybe it's late, but just call me. Tell me and I'll be around. Now don't forget me, because if you let me, I will always stay by you. You gotta trust me, that's how it must be. There's so much that I can do. If you call, I'll be right with you. You and I should be together. Take this love I long to give you. I'll be at your side forever. Call me, don't be afraid, you can call me. Maybe it's late, but just call me. Tell me and I'll be around. Call me, don't be afraid, you can call me. Maybe it's late, but just.
The world's number one lounge and exotica radio show, Cocktail Nation.
I found my April dream in Portugal with you, when we discovered romance like we never knew. My head was in the clouds, my heart went crazy too, and madly I said, I love you. Too soon I heard you say, this dream is for a day. That's Portugal and love in April. And when the shadows fall, those tears I know so well, they told me it was spring, fooling me. I found my April dream in Portugal with you, when we discovered romance like we never knew. Then morning brought the rain, and now the dream is through. But still my heart sings, I love you. April dream in Portugal. sings, I love you.
Nation, Coop Cooper, Janet Seidel from Sydney with April in Portugal. Well, some news this week out of the penthouse at my Amazon Kindle ebook, Coop Cooper's Cocktail Nation. The interviews is set to be released as a print book. And the good people over at Bear Manor Media tell me it's not long to go before it hits the bookshelves across the world. So looking out for that one, that's for sure. It's going to be fantastic to have it in my hot little hand. So keep an eye out on my website for release details, www.cocktailnation.net. Time for a look at the world of swank thanks to DickyDelights.com. Mr. Ho's Orchestrotica, Boston's best world music act. Going to be playing November the 2nd and November the 3rd. This is going to be over in Massachusetts for the November the 2nd show at the Clarendon Hill Presbyterian Church. November 3, Brooklyn, over at 376 9th Street. The International Tiki Marketplace is taking place Saturday, October the 13th at Don the Beachcomber, Huntington Beach. We've got some Halloween stuff coming up. This is over on October the 26th at the Molokai Bar, a special Halloween show, their fourth annual, in fact. Cherry Pop and Daddy's here in Sydney, Friday the 2nd of November at the Factory Theatre in Sydney, and November the 15th in Melbourne at the Corner Hotel in Melbourne. Tiki Cowboys, the third Thursday throwdown every week at Tiki Terrace, Otter's Grotto on a Wednesday night, the first Wednesday of the month, Forbidden Island, Alameda. And Primitiva in Hi-Fi, PKNY, every Tuesday night. And, of course, lots of events right across the globe via our website. Keep an eye on it, www.cocktailnation.net. Let's get back into the music. Howard Roberts, Between the Devil and the Deep Blue Sea.
Joey.
donation largely to Coop Cooper and Joey Altruder. Cocktails with Joey on the show next week. We continue our chat with the music director of the Dean Martin TV show, Lee Hale. Going to leave you with Oscar Peterson and Bags Groove. Stay happy.